This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New government numbers just out on inflation. U.S. inflation slowed from a four-decade peak to a still high 8.5% over the past year. That's just in from the Labor Department. Will he plead the fifth? Former President Trump is due to face questioning under oath today in New York's civil investigation into his business practices. But his lawyer is indicating that he will advise Mr. Trump to invoke the Fifth Amendment's protection against self-incrimination. The AP's Michael Sisak says this is a tough week for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's testimony in the civil investigation comes at a critical time, right in the middle of a week of crucial legal developments. On Monday, the FBI raided his Mar-a-Lago estate, and on Friday, his longtime finance chief will be in court asking a judge to throw out criminal charges filed against him last year.
That search of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate on Monday was part of an unrelated federal investigation into whether he took classified records when he left the White House. An arrest in the killings of Muslim men in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Police say the suspect knew the victims, but there's no word on a motive yet. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Albuquerque, New Mexico Police Chief Harold Medina tells reporters.
We arrested 51-year-old Mohammed Saeed and charged him for the murder of two Muslim men in our community.
That from KOAT. Investigators say Saeed, who came to the U.S. from Afghanistan some 5 years ago, was seen leaving his home and followed by police for some 100 miles before being arrested. Tests on weapons in the home and his car provided the evidence needed to charge him with two of the killings. He's also a suspect in two other killings. I'm Tim McGuire.
China is slamming a U.S. law to encourage processor chip production in the United States. This is AP News. There's word about the monkeypox vaccine. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. health officials are endorsing a new monkeypox vaccination strategy designed to stretch limited supplies by allowing health professionals to vaccinate up to five people instead of one with each vial. The new recommendation calls for the dose to be administered with an injection under the skin rather than into deeper tissue. The White House's monkeypox response coordinator, Robert Fenton, said the plan would help the U.S. stay ahead of the virus.
It is a game changer when it comes to our response and our ability to get ahead of the virus. It's safe, it's effective, and it will significantly scale the volume of vaccine doses available for communities across the country.
Recipients would still get two shots spaced 4 weeks apart. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
H&M and IKEA are selling off the last of their inventory in Russia as its war in Ukraine drags on. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.